Let me just say one thing. We've got 5 minutes. Can I do something in 5 minutes? Let's see. I sure I can. Second, I liked what Stefan. I liked what everybody said. Stefan, that was such a good point too. You don't bypass the Word of God. You know, we don't just seek experiences, and we find Jesus in the Word first. You know, that's where we find the baptism. It's there in the Word and the working of the Holy Spirit, the person of the Spirit. And we got to start there. And we have to find God there. And as we read the Word, Lord, reveal yourself to me. Make these things real to me. Cause me to hunger and thirst for the things that I read in the Bible that you want to do in my life. And Lord, bring me into the life, Spirit-filled life that you call us to. In 2 Peter, it talks about the promises of God, and this is a very simple thought, but I remember when it dawned on me once. It says here, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. That's in verse 4, 2 Peter 1, 4. And here Peter's talking about the fact that God, by his grace, he has provided for us everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. You know, God knows that you're not in heaven yet. You're living in a very real world, and there are very real problems and challenges and temptations. And he has provided for us in Christ everything we need to live here in this life. Very practical help. But to live a godly life here, life and godliness. God has provided everything we need in Jesus to live a godly life here and now. And then he goes on to say, God has given us exceeding great and precious promises that by these we may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You know, there are many promises in the Bible, promises of healing, promises of joy and peace and provision and so on. But here Peter says, you know, all the promises of God are wonderful. Hallelujah. He says, but the ones that are exceedingly great and precious have to do with becoming like Jesus, being a partaker of his divine nature. You know, some people just go after certain promises. I want God to do this and that. And when I'm sick, I need healing. And when I want a job, I can pray and claim that God will help me to find the right job and help me to buy the right house. And, you know, and those are all promises that we can claim in some way, that he'll provide these things for us. But the really most precious promises of God have to do with our heart. Have to do with the fact that God promises that if you trust him and reach out and desire, he will come and he will fill you with his nature and he will make you like himself. That's what the Holy Spirit ultimately wants to do in our lives. He wants to make us like Jesus. He wants Jesus to be reflected in our lives. And when the Bible talks about a nature, you know, we've had a sinful nature. And it was just natural for us to sin, natural for us to be selfish. Didn't have to work at that. It wasn't something hard. Just that's the way we were. But God wants to replace that sinful nature with his divine nature by the power of the Holy Spirit so that it becomes natural for us to turn the other cheek. It becomes natural for us to just be, do what Jesus would do and be like Christ. It's his Spirit taking over, taking control of our hearts and our lives. And so, oh, there's so many promises to claim, and we need to claim them depending on our situation and need. But let's never forget, the most wonderful promises of God is that I will walk in them. I will live in them. I will be their God. They will be my people. I will come and make my abode in their hearts. I'll live in their hearts. I'll cause rivers of living water, the life of Jesus, to flow from their innermost being. These are the promises that are really the most precious of all. And we don't want to neglect those. Those are the ones we want to pursue first of all and foremost. Lord, make me like you. Fill me with the Holy Spirit so that Jesus can reign in my heart and live through me, so that people can see the beauty of Christ in my life. Praise God. This morning's reading was about the temple, and that we're temples of the Holy Ghost. And God wants to fill his temples with his glory so that Jesus can shine out. Hallelujah. And so let's lay hold of that. Lord, oh God, make me to see how precious the prospect of me being like Jesus is. And then, Lord, help me to lay hold of these promises. Give me faith and help me to understand that everything you're doing in my life is ultimately to bring this about. Hallelujah. And you're able, and so I praise you. Praise God. Let's sing, Let the Temple Be Filled with His Glory. And then let's go into this day. Hallelujah. Looking to Jesus. Praise God.
Let the temple be filled with His glory.
May the God of grace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.